A cry of anguish echoed down the duct as Corrin cut down the last Sith between him and the shield generator. Coralie, or whoever, whatever she was, raised an arm, and a powerful bolt of force lightning crackled down the run. Taken by surprise, Corrin screamed and went down, then lay on the duct floor, convulsing and shaking, swaddled in dancing forks of blue energy and unable to free himself. Luke opened fire with his blaster, managing to burn several bolts into the Coralie thing, even at a distance of over 30 meters. Of course, they barely slowed her down. Luke had to stop the Coralie thing. He could not bring himself to even think her true name, or the Jedi's last hope of breaching the temple would be lost. He opened himself to the Force completely, and the energy came flooding in so fast it seemed to lift him, to carry him down the duct on a raging river of power. When he began to gain on his quarry, he fired again, this time pouring so many bolts into her legs that one actually erupted in flame. And it made no difference. This thing, this entity, had powers almost beyond comprehension. But he was beginning to comprehend. Jaina! Luke reached out to her and was relieved to feel life in her aura. He put the power of the Force into his voice and focused his words on her. Master Solo, the Jedi need you. Now! Jaina did not stir. Luke switched to fire at his quarry's head. A bolt caught the Coralie thing just behind the ear and went blasting out the other side, carrying with it a spray of bone and brain. The Coralie thing stumbled. He fired again, but now the creature was pivoting around, throwing her free hand up to deflect the bolt and send it ricocheting back down the duct. He didn't care, because at the other end of the run, Corrin was free, scrambling on his hands and knees toward the shield generator. Luke grabbed Jaina in the Force. Jedi Solo, stand and fight! She remained motionless. Luke fired again. The entity caught the bolt and held it, still burning in her hand. There was a gaping scorch hole in her cheek where the earlier bolt had exited. Her lavender skin had faded to a blue-tinted alabaster, and when she locked gazes with Luke, her pupils had contracted to mere points of silver light. She smiled, her mouth stretching so wide that it reached from ear to ear. Then her arm whipped forward and sent the blaster bolt sizzling straight at Luke's eyes. And he could deny the truth no longer. Abeloth was here.